It was inevitable that one of us would be flawed, so rotten with human failing that he cannot bear his own presence or the presence of others. You can't help it, can you, to measure yourself against each of us? How many times have you found yourself wanting after such observation? When was it you realized that blaming your upbringing and your brothers no longer rang true? When did you turn the mirror and see the worthless parody you've become? No answer came from the darkness, but I could feel my brother's rising anger as palpably as the iron floor beneath my feet. No one fears you, Conrad. A different name won't change who you really are. I'll let you in on a secret. We pity you, all of us. We tolerate you because you are our brother. But none of us is afraid of you. For what is there to fear but a petulant child raging at the dark? I expected him to come at me, claws bared, but instead I heard a great engine turning beneath me, under the labyrinth itself. With the grinding of heavy gears, a large portion of the wall retracted into the floor, then another and another. In seconds, a path was laid before me, and at the end of it, another gate, etched in the same manner as the iron labyrinth's entrance. I knew I could not have found my way out alone. Once the fog of my feral rage had been lifted, I realized there was only one way to reach the prize. Kurz would have to show me. My brothers and I were made differently from the adopted sons of our legions. In the process of creating progeny, our father had distilled a portion of his essence and will into all of us. In the Legiones Astartes, he fashioned an army of warriors bred for a single purpose, to unite Terra and then the galaxy. In my brothers and I, he desired generals, but also something else. He wanted equals. He wanted sons. Into us, he poured his matchless intelligence and peerless ability in bioengineering. We became more than human. Every trait, every chromosome was enhanced and brought to its genetic apex. Strength, speed, martial acumen, tactical ability, initiative, endurance, all of it was magnified by the Emperor's miraculous science. But, like a lens directed at an old painting, it is impossible to enhance one detail without enhancing all the others at the same time. We were more than human, greater than space marines, but while our assets were magnified, so too were our flaws. It didn't matter at first, not while the crusade roared on brightly, a comet bringing light to the benighted heavens. Rivalry soon became jealousy, envy. Confidence grew into arrogance. Wrath turned into homicidal mania. All of us were flawed, because to be human, even enhanced as we were, was to be flawed. A perfect state cannot be rendered from an imperfect design. Kurz was more flawed than most of us. His shortcomings were obvious, his all-too-human weakness evident in his every word and action. Revenge was in his blood. It clawed at him, a nihilistic desire to turn on others the hurt that was inflicted upon him. He hated himself, and so reflected that hate outwards. But to have the mirror turned back by another, to have one of his hated siblings show to him the self-loathing creature he already knew he was, that could not go unreckoned. My jailer had revealed much to me of his inner self during my incarceration. I wondered in those final days who, in fact, was trapped with whom. I had preyed on Kurz's weakness, and my brother had shown me the way out. He wanted to be released as much as I did. As I started walking down the path towards it, the gate began to open. Within, I saw the heart of the labyrinth, and in the center of the chamber, my hammer, Dawnbringer. Around it, I saw, as I drew closer to the yawning gate, were my sons. Here, then, was where we would end it, Kurz and I. One would be free, the other lost forever to damnation.